Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
SunCloud Mix over the next few days complete. Weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. David Stanbrook says, if elected mayor of Port Hope, you will hard cap tax increases at 2.5%, seek operational efficiencies while not cutting critical services people rely on, and supporting policing, libraries, parks, and recreation. He cites a ballooning bureaucracy at town hall in the administration of services, claiming taxes are outpacing people's paychecks.
I want to hold the line at a 2.5% increase per year, maintain services, and look for a tightening the belt, especially at town hall administration.
The election is October 26th. Christina Bergman says if elected mayor of Brighton, she will work towards sustainable residential and commercial development, protect sensitive areas, revitalize the downtown, and be completely transparent on how the municipality spends taxpayer dollars. She wants to create a newly dedicated tourism department focused on selling the many year-round activities such as parks and trails, Presqu'île Provincial Park, Applefest, and the Labor Day Motorsports Classic.
We need to attract and retain those people and show them not just the park, it's the municipality that works together for tourism, promoting tourism.
Bergman says she will establish an online portal in which residents can track how taxes are being spent. September is Hunger Action Month, and Northumberland County is inviting residents to help fight food insecurity with small but meaningful actions to support local food programs. Hunger Action Month is a national awareness campaign that highlights factors that contribute to food insecurity while advocating for a future free from hunger and poverty. In Northumberland County, Food for All Warehouse works with 12 community food banks to provide vital food support services while championing provincial and national efforts to address food insecurity. Last year, more than 6,300 individuals accessed these services, and children and youth accounted for 29% of those served. Food for All also supported more than 41 student nutrition programs, providing an average of 98,000 meals and snacks each month to more than 5,600 students during the school year. In sports, the Blue Jays conclude a three-game set this afternoon with the Cleveland Guardians. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3D weather forecast is next.
At Coburg Wine Cellar, wine is our passion. We produce superior quality wines your taste buds will thank you for, and your bank account will too. Coming mid-September is our Private Reserve Niagara Merlot. This limited release is perfect for effortless entertaining, thoughtful gifting, and sharing great moments. Coburg Wine Cellar, 18 years and counting. Love local, buy local, love your wine. 513 Division Street, Coburg. Call 905-373-9463 or visit coburgwinecellar.ca. A wine expert authorized dealer.
The Lions Club of Coburg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Coburg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Coburg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Coburg. You can reach out to them online at CoburgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sun cloud mix today, high 26, humid index of 32, cloudy slight chance of showers tonight, low 15, a mix of sun and cloud for Friday and Saturday, highs around 24. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.